Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Chariot Oil and Gas announced its first half results. The 30 June cash position was $12.1 million, with no debt and all commitments fully funded. The market capitalisation, by comparison, is £14 million, so you're not paying too much for the licences in Morocco, Brazil and Namibia. The Lixus licence alone has audited total remaining recoverable resources in excess of 2 trillion cubic feet of gas. They're looking to farm out all these licences, and given their ability to farm out prospects previously, there's big upside here. Independent Oil and Gas announced its interim results. They've set out their future news flow, which will include completion of farm out to Cal Energy Resources Limited, first investment decision and commencement of core project phase one project execution, full Harvey appraisal well results, and Cal Energy Resources Limited option to farm into Harvey. I'm starting to warm towards Independent Oil and Gas, and it's also encouraging to see Lombard ODA keep buying too. Border and Southern announced results for the 6 months ended 30 June, and the company is now actively pursuing a farm-in partner for its Darwin project. Industry reach has been extensive, and they continue to present what they say is their robust technical and commercial proposition to new companies. If they can pull off a farm out of their Falklands licences, the potential is huge. The market capitalisation is just 7 million, but assets in the balance sheet are over 296 million. Bahamas Petroleum Company announced interim results. They've entered into a framework agreement with Seadrill for the provision of a rig in the first half of 2020. They've appointed Halliburton for integrated well services and Baker Hughes for provision of various well-related equipment. There's a £10.25 million conditional convertible loan note to underpin finance necessary for the drilling of the well if required, and additional finance sources are being evaluated. They say the farming process continues. To give them insurance, they've now got AGM approval for the temporary authority for issue of new shares to further contribute to the finance of drilling if required. I said last weekend the most likely outcome here is a large discounted placing and that the shares were looking expensive. Now, they've come off quite a bit since then. The market cap was $41 million a week ago, it's $32 million now, but it still looks expensive on an unfinanced basis. I do think it could be interesting once the fundraising is done, so it's one very much to keep an eye on. Lansdowne Oil and Gas announced interim results. As they stated, the key issue facing the company is the delay in the delivery of loan funds from APEC as called for under the farm-out agreement. The last extended backstop is this Monday, and it won't be looking good for them if the cash has not arrived. Same applies to Providence Resources too. Anglo African Oil and Gas issued its half-year report. Well re-entry operations have started, and with an operational team in place and a funding package finalised, they're now concentrating on signing a rig contract for the sidetrack into the Geno. It's difficult to know what's going to happen here, but it's always worth keeping an eye on, if only for amusement. Rebold Resources issued interim accounts showing average production in California of 42 barrels of oil per day in the first half, with operating costs running at 56% of revenue. They claim production of 142 barrel of oil equivalent per day for July and August, but how much of that is gas, which in the US is really worth very little? And unlike first 6 months of the year, they didn't state oil production. Finally, why did they disclose only 20 barrels of oil per day net as current production in the September RNS? Other questions asked by me in July regarding the $3 million offshore purchase of the California earning agreement also are being asked by others too, so let's see if the answers come out now. I'll be back midweek with more on the podcast. In the meantime, all the small cap oil companies are covered in the Sunday blog and daily on Twitter.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.